Last night, as the waters receded, a convoy of cars is understood to have left Withcott under police escort for nearby Toowoomba. A resident who was in the convoy says those who stayed are taking shelter at the local school. Holly Webster runs a business in Withcott, which was destroyed in last night's flooding, but she's been stuck in nearby Gatton, which is also flooded. She told Timothy McDonald that heavy rain is still falling.
All the roads are cut in every direction. There's deluges of water. It's still pouring down. The water's still pouring down from the hills, covering the roads, covering the dams are all busting their banks and just flowing over the roads. The Lockyer Creek just keeps on rising. No one can get anywhere.
And does it appear like there's a lot of damage around town?
Yes, it does. The bitumen's all lifted on the road. The creek banks have washed away. When all the water goes down, the amount of land that farmers would have lost will be huge. There's irrigation pipes, all sorts of livestock and equipment just rushing down the river.
So what kind of equipment did you see washing down the river?
Irrigation pipes, fridges, freezers, tables, furniture, gazebos, cows, logs, huge trees.
Right, now you have a business nearby in Withcott, which has also been flooded. What do you know about what's happened to your business?
Apparently the floodwaters, when it hit Toowoomba yesterday, they all just come gushing down the back. That's thunder and lightning right outside our house. My business is gone, apparently. I'm flooded in. I can't leave to get over and see what's happened, but I've been told that it's just gone. The floodwater came through the glass windows and then out the other side, took out all the glass windows, picked up all my furnishings and equipment and just washed it out the other window and down the street.
Right, and you don't expect you'll be able to get there for at least a day or two, obviously?
I think a couple of days before we can leave here. The highway's cut off in every direction. We have to cross the Lockyer Creek to get out to the highway, and we can't. There's just no going anywhere.
Holly Webster from Gatton in Queensland.